This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 78 people are dead and dozens more injured after a stampede in Yemen's capital Sana'a. Yemen's Houthi rebels say the stampede happened late Wednesday at an event to distribute financial aid in the old city of Sana'a. An official says the event was organized by merchants without coordination with the local authorities. Two witnesses told the Associated Press the tragedy was sparked when armed Houthis fired into the air in an attempt at crowd control, apparently striking an electrical wire and causing it to explode. The donations amounted to just about $9 per person. The Interior Ministry says two organizers have been detained. There was fighting in Sudan's capital on Wednesday night, despite both sides announcing they would abide by a new 24-hour ceasefire. A previous attempt at a truce failed a day earlier. The new ceasefire attempt came as alarm was growing that millions of Sudanese were on the brink of disaster from the past 5 days of warfare between the country's two most powerful generals. The fighting grew less intense in the first hours after the ceasefire took effect. Meanwhile, the U.S. medically approved abortion pill mifepristone will continue to be available for now, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito on Wednesday paused court rulings that limited access to the pill. Those lower court decisions came after anti-abortion groups challenged the drug's two-decade-long regulatory approval. Alito's decision gives the justices more time to consider requests by President Joe Biden's administration and the pill's manufacturer to block an April 7th injunction issued by conservative District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek in Texas that would greatly limit the availability of mifepristone while the case is litigated.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. This is VOA News. Older Americans and people with weak immune systems can get an extra COVID-19 booster dose this spring. The story from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The CDC has signed off on a more flexible booster schedule for people who remain at the highest risk from COVID-19. People 65 or older who have already had an updated bivalent booster can roll up their sleeves again as long as it's been at least 4 months. The schedule is a little different for people with weak immune systems. Most can choose a second updated booster at least 2 months after the first. Only 42% of Americans 65 and older and just 20% of all adults have gotten an updated booster since September. I'm Shelley Adler.
The United Nations says some 67 million children partially or fully miss routine vaccinations around the world between 2019 and 2021 because of lockdowns and healthcare disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. A report Wednesday issued by the United Nations Children's Fund says 48 million children missed out on routine vaccinations entirely, raising concerns about potential polio and measles outbreaks. UNICEF says vaccine coverage among children declined in 112 countries, while the percentage of children vaccinated worldwide slipped 5 points to 81%, the lowest number since 2008. The report also raised concerns about a drop in people's confidence in vaccines. Scientists are racing to collect data to understand how the fastest warming place on Earth is changing and what those changes could mean for the planet's future, Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The world's northernmost research station, located in Ny-Ålesund, a tiny town high above the Arctic Circle on Norway's Svalbard archipelago, is also the fastest warming place on Earth. Scientists have been collecting meteorological data at the Ny-Ålesund research station for over 40 years. But nowadays, researchers hoping to harvest ice cores are finding glaciers inundated by water.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. SpaceX will make another attempt to launch the world's biggest and most powerful rocket on Thursday. The nearly 12-meter-tall Starship is scheduled to blast off from its spaceport in Boca Chica, Texas. It will mark the first test flight of Starship together with SpaceX's so-called Super Heavy rocket. SpaceX will attempt to send the unmanned spacecraft around the world all the way to the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii. Monday's scheduled launch was canceled because of mechanical issues. SpaceX founder Elon Musk envisions using Starships to send people and cargo to the moon and Mars. I'm Richard Green reporting for